Woke up cold one cheese.
This is WHYY 90.9 FM, your NPR member station. Hello, I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Imagine that you scored a great job interview, but due to circumstances, you don't really have anything appropriate to wear. What do you do? Well, The Wardrobe, formerly Career Wardrobe, is a Philadelphia-based organization and is a resource for people experiencing clothing insecurity. In fact, they're expanding their mission, and this month, The Wardrobe, in partnership with Nationality Services Center, is having an open wardrobe event on Thursday, August 25th, to help newcomers, including immigrants and refugees. And joining me right now to talk more about the organization and the event is Executive Director of The Wardrobe, Sherry Cole. Sherry, it's such a pleasure to speak to you.
Thanks so much for having us on. I appreciate it.
So how does The Wardrobe work, the organization?
The organization, there are a few pathways that people can get. So if you're listening to this and you are of lower income, your family budget just doesn't stretch to what you need for clothing, The Wardrobe really wants to open our doors to you. If you're hearing this because you work for a social service agency or a government program and you work with clients like that, we are also open for you to refer. So the easiest thing to tell people to do is to go to our website, which is wardrobepa.org, and click on our services tab, and that will show you how you can get services from The Wardrobe. We do ask that you make an appointment to come down so we can be sure to have one of our personal shoppers there to help you. For our clients, clothing is always free. They never are paying anything for the support that they need. And the way that we can do that is partially because we also are open and work as a store. So if you have clothes in your closet that you want to get rid of, I would love to take them off of your hands. You can walk them into our stores, donate them. You can stay to shop yourself. And then all of that money goes back into making everything free for people who need our help.
Was there ever a certain story or a person that really, really touched you and made you realize or reaffirm the importance of The Wardrobe's work in our region?
That really happens every month, every week, actually. We have our newest program is for returning citizens, so folks who have been previously incarcerated and coming back into the community. And we had one client who came out of the dressing room all dressed up in a suit, looked at himself in the mirror, and immediately said, "I feel like Clark Kent turned into Superman." It gave me chills. It's like, that is exactly what we are here for. Yeah. We are here so when you look in the mirror, you see, and the clothes are really the underpinning that helps a lot of people think differently about themselves. We hear from case managers and employment folks all the time that they sent someone for a job interview in a full suit for a fairly reentry position, and that person was actually offered a different job because of the way they presented themselves. The clothes are part of that. It's also how you feel and therefore act to people around you, you know.
Along with clothes, do you also have other services that you provide?
Sometimes. So we pick a different population each month. For instance, for our reentry folks, we will have other organizations come in and do expungements and talk to them about how do you do a job search if you have a gap in your resume where you are incarcerated and how you talk about that. In December, we'll be doing an LGBTQ plus open wardrobe. And when we did this last year, we had folks in from Temple. They have a name change clinic. And so they can talk to people about how to legally change your name and what are the issues around that, especially if you're trans and non-binary. You know, we're sort of more acting as the connector to other things that our clients might need because we just can't be an expert on everything they need.
Got it.
Got it.
And all of this information is available on your website?
Open Wardrobe under our services tab. So September is back to school. October, we're doing a program around breast cancer awareness. November is recovery and reentry services. And then December is LGBTQIA.
So tell me more about this Open Wardrobe event that's happening on Thursday, August 25th.
This Thursday, we open our wardrobe up to make sure that folks who are new to this country have the clothing that they need to move forward in their lives. We're open all day, 11 to 5. We just ask that they RSVP on our website. Again, that's wardrobepa.org. And everybody will be treated to 6 clothing pieces and then a fabulous accessory as well. And you can pick out anything that you and your family need.
Well, that is wonderful. Sherry Cole, she's the executive director of The Wardrobe. They have 2 physical locations. One is in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. The other one is on Fort Street in Philadelphia. Sherry, thank you so much for all that you and the organization do, and keep up the good work.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is WHYY.
Hey, I put some new shoes on, and everybody's smiling, and it's so inviting. Oh, short on money, but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine, and I'm running late, and I don't need an excuse, 'cause I'm wearing my brand new shoes.